It's the Bellmead Mansion, 1888. Little Tom Hardin Jackson rides his pony Tom Thumb beneath the colonnade. There's a picnic for the president, William Howard Taft. Sundress ladies and cigar gents stand around the fat man with the walrus mustache. Bellmead has the finest house. Bellmead's got the richest girls, but mostly got the fastest horses in the world. Old Bob Green is the trainer with his baleful glare. Proudest man on the plantation, setting high and mighty on his coal black mare. He took the broke down Bonnie Scotland and bred a race of champions from Bramble to the Great Iroquois, who won the English Derby back in 81. Well, Bellmead has the finest house, and Bellmead's got the richest girls, but mostly got the fastest horses in the world. That's General William Jackson. He married to the place, and though he fought for the Confederate cause, he said he'd rather lose the war than a good horse race. Sad-eyed Celine sits mournful in a funeral brome. She buried the general with the Derby Cup, even though she had to sell off the family home. Well, Bellmead is the finest house. Bellmead's got the richest girls, but mostly got the fastest horses in the world. That brings us back to Tom Hardin Jackson, his little boots and his back so straight, riding along on his pony beneath the shadows of the colonnade.